What do you think makes the perfect snack?
It's gotta be when I'm really craving it and it's convenient.
Could you be more specific?
When it's cravenient.
Okay.
Like a freshly baked cookie made with real butter, available right down the street at AMPM, or a savory breakfast sandwich I can grab in just a second at AMPM.
I'm seeing a pattern here.
Well, yeah, we're talking about what I crave.
Which is anything from AMPM.
What more could you want?
Stop by AMPM where the snacks and drinks are perfectly craveable and convenient. That's cravenience. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everyone, Nova Lane here, and welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. Buckle up, because today we're diving headfirst into something crucial: digital detox. Ever feel like you're tethered to your phone, constantly checking notifications even when they don't mean anything? You know that feeling when you're trying to enjoy a sunset, but your thumbs are itching to scroll through Instagram? Trust me, I get it. We live in a world where our smartphones are practically extensions of ourselves, but sometimes we need to unplug and hit the reset button. Think of it like this. The phone is like that friend who's always there, but sometimes you need some space to recharge and reconnect with yourself and the real world around you. Now, I'm not saying ditch your phone completely, that's unrealistic. But even small breaks can make a huge difference in how you feel. Let's talk about 5 key takeaways that will help you conquer digital detox and reclaim your life. First, understand the impact. We're talking real-life effects here, folks. Constant screen time can mess with your sleep patterns, increase anxiety, lead to eye strain. It's a recipe for feeling drained and disconnected. Remember, our brains are wired for real-world interactions, not endless scrolling. Second, set boundaries. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let a friend hog all your time, right? Apply the same logic to your phone. Designate specific times when you'll check social media or emails and stick to it. You can even use apps that track your screen time and send you reminders to take breaks. Third, find alternative activities. Boredom is often what keeps us glued to our phones. So, what else do you enjoy? Maybe it's reading a book, taking a walk in nature, listening to music, or catching up with friends IRL. Rediscovering old hobbies or trying something new can be incredibly fulfilling and help you break the cycle. Fourth, create phone-free zones. Make your bedroom a sanctuary, no phones allowed. Think of it as a space for relaxation and sleep. It's amazing how much better you'll sleep when you remove those blue light distractions before bedtime. And finally, be kind to yourself. This isn't about being perfect, it's about progress. If you slip up, don't beat yourself up. Just acknowledge it and get back on track. Remember, small changes can lead to big results over time. Let me share a quick story with you. Imagine this. You're at dinner with friends, everyone's laughing and sharing stories, but your phone keeps buzzing in your pocket. You glance at it every few minutes, feeling the urge to check those notifications. You end up missing out on the conversation and the chance to truly connect with your friends. Sound familiar? That's what constant digital distraction can do. By taking a break from your phone during meals or social gatherings, you'll be able to focus on the people around you and create lasting memories. So, what are the key takeaways we want to remember today? First, understand that digital detox isn't about being anti-technology, it's about using technology in a way that benefits your health and well-being. Second, set clear boundaries for yourself, designate phone-free times and spaces to reclaim control over your time. Third, find alternative activities that bring you joy and fulfillment, rediscover hobbies or explore something new. Fourth, remember that progress over perfection is the key. Be kind to yourself and celebrate every step in the right direction. And lastly, don't forget to engage with the real world around you, connect with loved ones, experience nature, and savor those moments that truly matter. You guys are amazing, and I can't wait to hear your thoughts on this episode. Head over to our social media pages and share your digital detox tips or stories. Let's create a supportive community that empowers each other to live more intentional and fulfilling lives. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember, your phone doesn't run your life, you run your phone.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.